everyone. This is Alana Levitt, career counselor and coach, HR professional, and author of What's Mom Still Got to Do With It? It's my pleasure to be here with Tracy Fink, CEO and founder of the Tortoise Institute. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Alana.
How are you?
Great. Happy to be here.
Great. Me too. So, you know, it's May, and it's graduation time. It's also a time of transition with the weather. I just think change is in the air for a lot of people. And being a mindfulness coach, you do a lot of work around tools that can help people in and out of the workplace. And I wonder if we could talk a little bit today about transition. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm about to experience a personal transition. My son is graduating from college.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And our empty nest is not going to be so empty anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on my own set of tools to be able to navigate, you know.
Why do we need tools to navigate transition?
That's a great question. Because I know when I didn't have the tools, it did not go well. Transitions are stressful, and they bring up a lot of emotion. And sometimes it really doesn't even have anything to do with the actual transition. It brings up some old feelings. It brings up some triggers or discomfort. So I think it helps to understand where some of those feelings are coming from and what they mean or what they even don't mean. We, mm-hmm. you know, transitions also challenge us to question our belief system.
Right.
Some of these stories might not even be true. There might not even be about us anymore.
Right.
And we're still operating in that same mode.
Well, I think there's a lot of anxiety, right? Because people don't know what's going to happen next, right?
Right.
So I think transition is a lot of unknown, and people may want to go back to the way it was, or they may want to rush to something artificial, but there's a lot of unknown and anxiety in transition.
Yeah, and what we do when there's anxiety and unknown is that we tend to make up the story. And then what happens is we think we know what's going to be based on whatever, you know, like I said, a belief system or an old story. And then our brains already start to behave as if that has already happened.
Mm. Can you give me an example of that? Like a story you might make up?
Oh, yeah. So let me think about that. You know, so I could say my son is coming home and I know that he's... I haven't lived with him really for 4 years, but I'm thinking back when he was in high school, he's going to want dinner at 6 o'clock and he's going to want this, and you know, it's going to be about the laundry. I don't even know that to be true anymore.
Right.
He's very independent. He's lived on his own,
mm-hmm.
but already in my mind, I had already gone to that place. I need to do this. I need to get that. No, it doesn't have to be that.
That's a great example. So what do you do? So you already have yourself worked up because of some belief of how it was 4 years ago that may or may not be true. So you're in a state anticipating. It's not even the transition. It's anticipating the transition. So what can you do to get yourselves through it so it really is a healthy time for everybody?
Well, I also I think that it's really important to kind of wake up and realize that some of these things are not true and that our thoughts are not facts. And that we don't really know what's going to happen until it actually happens. So being with what is a really important tool to stay present, to stay in the moment, to stay grounded. Mm. Some of the things you can do when you start to get lost in fantasy or plan or, you know, worst case scenario is realize that you've gone there and then come back and feel your feet on the floor. Even something simple as that. You know, what's it like to be supported by my feet? Or even just following your breath. Because your breath, you can only breathe in the present moment. And so the idea is the longer we stay in the present moment, or our ability to be present, will alleviate some of the stress of our memories of the past or our anticipation of the future.
That's great. So it sounds like your advice is really that being in the moment can be grounding, and we can sort of get away from the energy, the negative energy of the past or of the future by staying present.
Yeah, I mean, or just even the ideas of what could possibly happen.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on transition while we're talking about change? I mean, what about your hopes and dreams for yourself and for your son as they embark on new things? What do you think about all of that?
I really believe like the best thing I could do for myself and my son at this point is just to be kind to myself and, you know, this whole idea of self-compassion and, you know, it's not always going to be perfect. He's not going to do everything I say, and it's not going to be unicorns and puppies. And just realize that as much as I'm struggling having him home, he's struggling too with his new life. And so, you know, try to put yourself in their place, in the kids' place. And that's what I know has been very helpful for me, that I know how hard it is for me. It must be 10 times harder for him.
Yeah, a great point, because as much as they like to come home and the stress of school, very hard to live in your parents' house when you come home from college.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thank you so much. This was really informative, and we'll be bringing you back for a lot of topics so people really can live their best lives.
Thanks, Alana.
Thank you, Tracy. Great.